What do you make of that conversation yesterday?
Okay, Harry. Well, first of all, I want to say, like you, I am a very proud Trump supporter. I'm a Republican.
Thank you.
I'm a conservative. The mayor clearly is not. He's a rhino. So let's set the record straight on that. Now, the question from me that set the mayor off was a simple but revealing question as to his planning board vote concerning the flagship resort. It's a fact that the flagship donated tens of thousands of dollars to the Guardian campaign. And that's fine, Harry. There's nothing wrong with that. Until the flagship applies for a variance from the planning board, where the mayor guardian has a seat. Clearly, in this case, Mayor Guardian should have abstained from the vote, but he chose not to. And that's what my question was about. It had nothing to do with sexual orientation. Sexual orientation has nothing to do with my question. It had nothing to do with my sign.
So what's the picture with the mayor and his spouse and John Schultz and Gary Hill? What's that about?
The sign signifies what many call the Atlantic City elite. That they're gay is not even relevant. The sign features the mayor, who presided over a tax rate hike of 86%. It has the picture of former Atlantic City Councilman John Schultz, who's currently serving prison time for tax evasion scheme involving his former pushcart business. It features him, who, by the way, was the founder of the NBCA and also was involved in the videotaping scandal a while back with former Councilman Eugene Robinson. Mr. Schultz is married to Gary Hill, who is also on the sign. Mr. Hill is a well-compensated board member of the MUA and the CRDA. What exactly he does for those two organizations is anyone's guess. And he's still the leader of the MBCA. So the mayor very craftedly changed the entire narrative to gay bashing, and then you get a newspaper out of Philadelphia that puts a headline, "Mayor lashes out at critic. Do you hate gay people?" It's exactly another example of why newspaper circulation is falling like a rock.